views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Everybody, welcome. Welcome back for those of you listening to the last hour of the show. Oh, happy Earth Day to everybody out there, whether the sun is shining or not. Well, we just had a little sun break happen out here, so it is a shiny day. Shiny day. I like that. Not a sunny day anymore. We're now going to have a shiny day. Why? Because we're going to shed light on the situation from your heart and recalibrate. With Truth Is Funny host and Truth Is Funny amazing facilitator, well, yeah, my friend, my colleague, Colette Steffen, joining me here today. Shed some light on it. That's what we're going to do. We're going to shine. Going to make it all shiny. Going to be so you can't really not do it. And that's what we love about today. So today, you know, we look at life and we think about the what ifs. What, you know, what if? What if this? What is that? You know, is this complicated in life? How do we go about things in our lives? Well, you know, here's what you're going to know. If you've ever tuned into the hit radio show, Truth Is Funny, one of the things you're going to find is that you are going to be sitting on the edge of your seat. You're going to be in awe. And then when those phone lines open, as you know they do, and you call in to have this amazing healer individual take a look at what's going on in your life and shift some energy, then you know you have arrived. She's joining me here today as someone that has been so well trained, and you're going to hear about that, someone that has said yes to the intuition that is her birthright, and she has created a phenomenal radio program, which many of you already know about. But most importantly, what you should know is she shows up in the world to help all of you. That's what you got to love about her. That's what we know about her. And that's what, for many of us, absolutely love to connect with. You can go to the truthisfunny.com website. Check it out. You're going to be able to find out about who she is. But guess what? It's going to be fun. We're going to have a fun time here. We're going to be able to talk about some of the things that get in our way so that we can clear them out. And for those of you out there that do not have the phone number, if you want to call in for this show and get some help, get some things to move, give us a shout, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. It is really kind of cool for me to be talking with Colette. You know, when she was growing up, she's kind of like me. You know, people not so much, but dogs and cats and birds and you name it, that's kind of who she hung out with. But what is it about her life? What is it about the gift that she discovered about herself? Tapping into the energy that you learn when you're really, really young. And, you know, how do you then take that to show up in the world in the most incredible way? Well, guess what? You know, the thing that I just want to say to all of you is you got to shift or get off the pot. Colette, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Hi, Pat. It's a pleasure to be on your show. Thank you so much for the wonderful introduction. I appreciate you very much. Thank you.
Well, you know, we're going to shed some light on the situation from our hearts, and then we're going to recalibrate. So tell us a little bit about that, you know, shedding the light on a situation. You know, let's talk about that for a minute. And how does that help us get to our purpose?
Well, for myself, you know, I started on this journey as, you know, getting into a remote healing. I wanted to find out how remote healing was possible because I witnessed it with a family member. And first and foremost, I mean, I had no doubt that it was possible because I saw the miracle occur right before my eyes. Having said that, I didn't know if it was possible for someone like me to do it. I mean, I had never entertained the thought that I could. And so what happened is it took me on a journey of, you know, different modalities and working with some amazing, amazing people and working towards getting better and better at it, faster and faster at it. I've been at this for about a decade now. And what I've been, particularly in the last 6 months, I've had all of these new insights come to me. How can I make this more powerful? How can I explain this to people in a way that, you know, people that have no idea that how of the possibilities, how I can share with them my story and share with them some energetic shifting so that they can get to a place where they start shifting things for themselves and then the whole planet has more fun. And so I've been on, you know, it's been an incredible journey for me. It started out kind of rough, you know, when you have family members that we had a series of family members sick and dying. And a really, really rough patch for a good 6-7 years. And, you know, losing family members left, right, and center, it felt like. And so when, you know, when my niece recovered from this very, very traumatic car accident, and we were told she was going to have serious brain damage, and then I witnessed her come back from a remote healer working on her, that's what really I thought, wow, you know, I have to know. So I've studied, you know, quantum physics to understand how the interconnections through the universe work. I've studied with Dr. Cam Ewan for 8 years. I've studied matrix energetics, crystallology, Reshiba, all, you know, psychosomatic body-mind therapy. I've, you know, brought a lot of this information and integrated it now. And it's been a very amazing journey, working with some really amazing people. And then on the radio show, working with all the beautiful people that call in. And because this is something that I've discovered is that, you know, we all are in a place where we want to master our lives. And what's happening is we are actually steering our reality 24 hours, 7 days of the week. And so, you know, we may as well get good at it and do it in a fun way rather than the hard way. And so that's the information I'm sharing with people.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, you know, we scratch our heads sometimes and we think, oh my gosh, how did I get to have to trudge through my life? You know, get through the sludge. How did that happen? I got to ask you, have you always been happy?
I've been mostly happy. I have times where I'm not so happy, just like everybody else. I can bounce back from those times very quickly now, though. You know, I just last week, to be honest with you, I had a, you know, a good, you know, 24-hour cry. And I was like, whoa, where is this coming from? And it was because I had been in this process for 5 weeks straight. You know, I don't sleep much. I'm generally about 3 or 4 hours a night. Is the most sleep that I usually need or require. And so I work, you know, I was working on this new program that I'm sharing with people, and it was just coming to me and coming to me, and all this information was coming to me, all the questions that I've been asking myself, you know, how can I explain this better to people? How does this really work? And it just was coming to me. And then when it was finished, it was kind of like, whoa, the emotion hit me of, you know, having that happen. And, you know, it kind of took me by surprise. It's very, very common for people who are, you know, moving into their absolute best to go through that. You know, people always assume that, you know, if you were faced with your absolute best or your absolute worst, that, of course, you know, your absolute worst would trigger you. And that's not true. Generally, when people move into their absolute best, that's when they will have, self-doubt or whatever, and you work through that, and then you move into your next level. And so I've seen this with many, many people, and it's a beautiful thing, because this is what people need to understand. If you're happy or you're not happy, you're sad, you're not sad, you get neutral to it. You just get into a place where the experience you're having is just an experience that you're going through, and that you don't have to label it. If you don't have to label it as disappointing or, you know, good or bad or positive or negative, and you just allow yourself to move through it, that's when you get to a place where you can really, really do some great things. And, you know, the vast majority of people are only using maybe 4 or 5% of their infinite potential. And the universe sees us 100% infinite potential. So the possibilities are endless. Like, there is amazing. Every single person I come in connection with, I can honestly say that I learn something from them, and that they have unique qualities that they bring to the table. And this is what I want to share with people, is that, you know, if we all step up here, you know, we can really have more fun on this planet.
Well, that's really part of it, too. It really is an energy shift. It's like, you know, you talk about, you know, the truth is funny. Shift happens. Well, you know,
and
part
it certainly
of it,
does.
Yeah. I know. You and me were just talking about it. I mean, we were talking about emails, you know, and I'm just thinking to myself, wait a minute. I tried to send this email now like 3 times. And it's like, okay, you keep doing the same thing over and over again. Finally, I'm just talking to you, and I thought, oh, my gosh, maybe there's something with the file that I'm sending. Maybe there's something corrupt in the file. Maybe I have to save it differently. It's kind of interesting. But, you know, I was getting ready to send it again. You know, the same thing, doing the same thing over and over and over again without stopping and thinking and saying, okay, what else might be possible here? What else might be possible? Now, we're going to be opening up the phone lines. Tell folks a little bit about what happens when we open up these phone lines, because it's exciting.
Absolutely. What happens is that I'm just going to give a quick description. You know, if you consider yourself to be like a binary computer, a binary would mean, in this case, you have one of two choices, weak or strong, in alignment with your energy or out of alignment with your energy. And so many, many times people feel that they're doing the logical thing, they're doing what they're supposed to do, but they're not achieving the results that they want. And that's because there's hidden aspects that we mm-hmm. may or may not be aware of that we can clear energetically, and then people can move forward, you know, in fabulous, fantastic ways. And if you considered yourself to be a binary computer, the spine would be like the hard drive. Your peripheral nervous system would be like, your outer extremities would kind of be like the software. And then your heart, you would plug in, it would be the energy source. And this is something that I've discovered is very, very important for people, because you can energetically shift yourself into a place where you really improve your life greatly. But if you're not plugged into your heart consciousness, then you're not plugged into your authentic desires. And so, you know, many, many people will be very, very, very good at something, but it's not necessarily where their heart would take them. And
right.
We live in a society right now that is, there's many expectations and obligations placed on us that, you know, we struggle with, many of us. And so we can clear those energetically just by deprogramming and reprogramming
yeah.
by using our central nervous system. And then using our heart field, there's a lot of talk about science right now that, they're discovering that the electromagnetic force of your heart field is absolutely huge. And so,
yeah.
When we come from that place, from our
uh-huh.
heart, and we plug into that, and then we clear energetically on our through our central nervous system, we can clear those blocks that are really the leading causes that are stopping us from going where we want to go, and we
yeah.
can move forward with better health and with better fitness
yeah.
in our lives in all aspects.
Yeah, I agree. Let's take a short break. When we come back, go opening up those phone lines so we can get some things moving along. My very special guest joining me here today, Colette Steffens. For those of you out there, thetruthisfunny.com. When we come back, we'll be taking your calls. You're going to be amazed at what Colette does live on air during her show and today during this co-hosting event. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Hold it back anymore. Let it go. Let it go. Turn my back and slam the door.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub.
Anxiety is in many ways a learned behavior, which is rooted in our childhood. During our early years, when we are the most dependent on others, negative feedback, judgment, or ridicule infiltrate our subconscious mind and leave us wondering whether we are really safe, lovable, or good enough. In response, a part of our mind develops protective strategies to keep us from getting hurt. Let's imagine that the anxiety you've been battling with stems from the part that has assumed the job of keeping you safe. Doesn't it then make sense that your anxiety makes you expect the worst so that you are prepared, keeps you on your toes to avoid failure, or shames and belittles you before someone else can do this to you? When you consider the source of your anxiety as a vulnerable child that just tries to keep you safe, you no longer feel that you're the victim of your own mind, but instead are more easily able to take on the role of the caring, reassuring adult.
To be seen, a kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I have got the host of The Truth Is Funny joining us here today. For those of you that want to call in to have live on-air reading with Colette, to get some energy moving, tell people a little bit, Colette, about what folks have experienced when they call into your show, because I'm always in awe at some of the clearings you do.
Well, quite often people will be, they'll have an automatic shift, like it'll be really quick. And, you know, sometimes it, they'll feel it a little bit later. I'll get emails from people after, you know. I've had people listen in and, you know, straighten out for the first time in their life. You know, their spine was all crooked and they couldn't straighten out, and now they can. And I've had, you know, miracles. I've had people say that they, you know, It's the same when I do private sessions with people also. Sometimes the morning of the session, they'll get the job that they were, or the career that they were looking for. They'll get the job offer, and just, you know, really cool things happen. And it's important to recognize that the shifting happens from the people themselves. And what I'm doing is I'm energetically clearing blocks that may be underlying the reasons why people can't move forward. And it could be about their health. It could be about, you know, their job, their relationships with other people, et cetera. You know, so amazing things happen. I've had people start painting masterpieces and they didn't know they could paint. I don't have a specific result in mind for anyone because that would limit the outcome.
All right. Well, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. We are taking your calls. We are getting ready for all of you to line up and get things moving, 1-800-930-2819. You know, I wanted to talk a little bit today about, this purpose, where we're supposed to be in life. Because, you know, I think sometimes, Colette, what happens is, and you and I have talked about this offline quite a bit, you know, I thought I had the best laid plans for my life, what I thought my life was going to be, what I thought my purpose was going to be. And I've been at this place multiple times throughout my years, right? And I would not say I have a very good batting average with this. I'm just not in line with the logic that my mind wanted me to believe about where I am and what my purpose to be. You know, where are we supposed to be, and how do we know we've arrived?
Well, your purpose is very simple. Your purpose is to be the best you that you can be. And that's what I was talking about when you come from your heart, you're feeling, you're not thinking. Thinking rarely gets people anywhere. When you ask a question, and you know with a logic, you know, you use your logic to ask a question, and then you expect a logical answer, it just gives you another question. So when we feel, we're actually using our intuition, and we can add our perception to that so that we have insight. And when we have that insight, we can move forward. And it's not that any one answer would be the wrong answer or the right answer. It's more about choosing the answer that's most applicable in the situation that we are in any given moment. And so that answer would be different for me or for you because of, we're each a unique human being. And this is important to acknowledge. Every single one of us comes onto this planet with our own gifts, our own set of gifts, and we also come in with our own set of challenges. And so what we do is we move through those, and sometimes, you know, it can take lifetimes, you know, to move through these. And so I prefer the faster way, the quantum speedway, where we can energetically shift it, delete, and reprogram, so recalibrate our lives and do it very quickly. And so we don't have to go through all these, Einstein, he was brilliant because he would ask a logical question and then he would use his intuition to get the answer. And he always thought outside of the box. As soon as we close ourselves into a specific set of information, we are limiting our potential and we're limiting our ability to get the answers that we want to move forward through life. And just because, you know, the collective consciousness is going one way does not necessarily mean that's the right way. There's a lot of information out there that's deceptive and, you know, deceiving information. There's a lot of of things happening in the world right now that would kind of knock people off their center, because as human beings we are all connected. I call it the higher self network, HSN instead of MSN, where we're all connected on that level. You know, and the higher self network always has our best interest in mind, and so you know what we may think is a great thing for us to do, because we're thinking about it, when we feel, our heart is saying, no, don't go down that road, go down this one. From my experience, it's always been more beneficial to go with the intuitive answer, with that insight, and move forward in that way. It can propel you forward because when you're at that moment of maximum potential, that's when you can really propel yourself forward in a very powerful way.
Well, you know, part of this is also, you know, what we're going to experience during the show today when we come back from break, because one of the things that I love to do is I love to bring on our listeners, and we've got the lines filled for you. That's kind of fun, isn't it?
I love connecting with people.
yeah. Well, you know, before we do, let's tell everybody about the best way to find out about you. Tell them about your radio show and some of the things you've got going on.
Okay. My radio show was a gift from the universe in the form of, I say, a very high-spirited woman, you, inviting me and giving me the opportunity to share this information with a broader audience. The Truth is Funny is on at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, 11 o'clock Eastern time every Wednesday morning. And what I'm finding with my work that a lot of people are connecting with me, and they can't necessarily, they don't have the money or whatever to book a private session, or they can't get to my seminars, whatever. I like to use this radio show as a platform for people to call in and get energetic shifts. Right now I'm rotating four of my favorite energy movers that I've met over the last, that I've been working with over the last 6 years. Very, very powerful, and we have a lot of fun moving the energy together. I'm also I've been collaborating with my colleague Mark Kettenbach from Germany.
Yeah.
We met 5 years ago, and we have are doing seminars in Germany and in Toronto this coming May, and also in September in Vancouver and back in Germany. And now we've been invited to go to Birmingham, England. So it's all very exciting. You can find out about those seminars at www.energeticupgrade.com. And you can also connect with me on thetruthisfunny.com. Love to hear from you.
Beautiful. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going right to the phones, everybody. Stay tuned with us. You're listening to The Dr. Pat Show. My very special guest, Colette Marie Steffen. We'll be right back with the show.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Saint Germain invites you to join him for four exciting days in the Art of Advanced Alchemy. Join his weekend intensive in Livingston, Montana, or on his worldwide broadcast May 1st through 4th. The master will share new alchemical formulas never before released. Experience darshan with Saint Germain responding to questions on advanced alchemy, all to help you live with greater flow and ease in dealing with life. For details of Saint Germain's May 1st through 4th new advanced alchemical formulas, visit davidclewisclass.org.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's TheDrPatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com. Everybody, welcome back. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. My friend joining me here today, Colette Marie Stephan. TheTruthIsFunny.com is the website. We have talked a lot about shifting, about recalibrating, and much more. But right now, Colette, I think we should go to the phone. So let's find out from Mr. Benny. Mr. Benny, who should we talk to first?
Yeah, we'll start things off traveling down to Auburn. We have Lee joining us. Lee, welcome to the show.
Hi. Well, I wanted to see whether you were capable of sensing my many blocks that I'm sure I have, or do I need to ask you something specific?
Okay, Colette.
Hi, Lee. What do you feel specifically is blocking you?
You know, I feel it's more emotional health issues. I mean, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say emotional. I feel there are health issues, like physical health issues, but I feel that I'm blocked, you know, in different areas to heal.
Well, what's coming up, as soon as you said that, you know, you can test energetically, check in, where is this coming from? And emotional, you are right about that. So what is your health, what is your health issue that most concerns you?
The one that I think that's the most is my heart.
Okay, so what's going on with your heart?
It does race from time to time. It's racing kind of fast, there doesn't really seem to be, nobody really knows the reason for it.
When did this start happening, Lee?
So when did this start happening?
Yeah, when did you know it started?
Hello?
Did we lose you here? Can you hear us okay?
Benny,
all right, hang on, ladies. Let's just do this. Let's do one thing. Lee, I'm going to put you on hold. You'll hear everything on the phone, and then Colette and Pat continue the conversation.
Yeah, we actually need to get some information from her, Benny, if we could.
All right, I'll grab that for a second. I'll get back to you.
Okay, so Colette was asking, when did something like this start? So
when did she first start noticing the heart racing?
Right. And you know what I love about this, Colette? You and I have talked about this. I have heard you do your show and have the same kind of energetic, technical stuff go on. And
well, the radio show with Phil and I on April 9th was particularly crazy. That was the 100-year anniversary of Vimy Ridge, which is a battle that was fought in France. By the Canadians. And there was a lot of energy that day coming in. And this is what happens. It's the radio is airwaves. And when you work with energy, that's electromagnetic airwaves. And so sometimes we will have stuff like this happen. It's just, it's cool. I'm clearing some energy while I'm talking here for Lee. I'm just picking up that the heart racing is actually not a physical problem so much as it's an emotional opening of the heart that a lot of people actually are experiencing right now. And, you know, judging from all the emails and the phone calls I'm getting around it, and so I was just strengthening her to recognize that the in-between the heartbeats as well as the actual heartbeats and just getting herself into where if you feel your spine, Lee, and you just feel your heartbeat, and you think about all of the cells, or feel all the cells in your body. We just strengthen that. Everything's more in alignment, 100%. And it's coming up to do with the speed that the planet is traveling at right now. We're traveling at a very fast speed. I explain this by, you know, we're accelerating and we're expanding. Which we always are, but because every bit of information out there is energy, the energy, we have access to way more energy than we've ever had before because of the information on the internet and the ease of connections with people and the ease of Googling, getting information. And so we want to strengthen everybody to that, Lee and everybody else, and just, and this is really cool because, Lee, your intuition was right on when you said that it was coming up emotional. It's kind of like when we open our heart up to the consciousness of the entire planet, what happens is it is kind of an emotional event at times. We start to recognize that we are, every single one of us is connected, every animal, every plant, you know, everything on this planet and throughout the entire universe. And a lot of the human consciousness right now has risen to a point where more and more people are feeling that awareness. As more and more people feel that awareness, we become more and more aware.
Yeah.
And a lot,
yeah.
You know, this is one of the things that a lot of people are talking about when they connect with me lately,
yeah.
Is this racing heart syndrome thing.
Yeah, no, it is, really. Well, let's go to another caller and see if you want to call back in. Please go ahead and do that. Mr. Benny, who do we have next?
Well, actually, Pat, I'm sorry, I missed you back. We actually have Lee back. We're going to try one more time before we go to our next caller. So go ahead. Lee,
all
are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey,
okay,
Lee.
You heard everything Colette was saying, so let's just clarify, make sure you've gotten everything you need.
Okay.
When you get in touch with that, Lee, and you get in touch with your heartbeat, and you think about being on this earth right now, let's just get you really strong to being centered in that you can go into your center and calm yourself, okay, so that you have that perfect, you know, your heartbeat is kind of a reflection of your emotions is what's coming up. And so we just strengthen you to, I'm just getting, there's a lot, do you feel like there's a lot happening in your life right now?
Yes.
Yeah. And so we want to just let go of the overwhelm of that, okay? And take it down one piece at a time and just allow, and don't forget to breathe. Everybody out there, breathe. You want to make sure that when you take a breath in, when you inhale, that you take it in all the way, and then when you exhale, you take it out all the way before you bring another breath in. And that will automatically, when you start feeling that...
You know, it's funny you should bring it up, because I have been taking short little breaths.
Yes, that's what I was getting. And so just when you notice that you're doing that, feel your spine, get in touch with your heartbeat, feel your heart, and then take a deep breath in, And then let it out all the way, and then take another deep breath in. And I find it helps if people do it like three times in a row. Then you realize, oh, how much you've been holding your breath, waiting for the other shoe to drop, actually. So this is more coming from your ancestors, though, than from you. So let's just get you really strong to all of the what I'm calling the external forces, you know, the things that happen that come from outside of us. And they kind of hit us, and we're like taken unaware. And this is what's coming up for you. So we just strengthen you to all of that, strengthen you to the homeostasis of your body. Your body knows what to do. Just breathe. How does that feel now?
Well, unfortunately, she dropped off the line. I think we were dealing with a bad cell site and area. So why don't we just move on, ladies? Is that good?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's bring on Liz. Liz is calling in from Seattle. Liz, welcome to the show.
Hi, Liz. How can we help you today? Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Well, I've been semi-retired for 3 years, and I want to go back to work, and I just want some help getting my energy to get there.
Okay. Why did you retire?
Because I could. I think
okay, so
I could,
so many
and I needed a break. The last job I did was physically demanding, and I just needed a break.
Okay, so cool. So we're just going to strengthen you to that, you know, are you done with that intermission now?
Yes.
Okay, so what is it that you want to move forward and do, the same type of work or something different now?
Something different.
Okay, and what would that ideally be?
It would be maybe not full-time, but it would be working with people and, I don't know, just something positive-oriented. I spent a long time in the healthcare field, and I don't belong there now, so.
Okay, so we want to get you strong to all of the past, okay, first and foremost.
Okay.
And as soon as you said the word work, your energy dropped, you went weak.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people do. And when you consider that, you know, a lot of people are investing many, many, many days into going to and from a job that they maybe are not feeling, you know, totally 100% strong to. And so we strengthen you to all those past experiences and strengthen you. And you've got the right idea. What you want to do is when you are moving forward and you want to manifest into your future, you want to focus on the future and let go of what's happened in the past. You can clear, I'm clearing some of this energetically. This is coming up, the word work, there's a lot of things that I'm getting. Deception is a word that's coming up, dissemination's coming up, discordance, and disappointment, actually, when you first stepped into the work that you were doing, and then feeling that it was a disappointing experience. It's coming disappointing all the way around. And so, tell me about the exhaustion you're feeling.
The exhaustion I was feeling in that job.
Yeah.
Because it's gone now.
Yeah. So that was. But there's still a residual. When I say residual, what I mean by that. Is it's kind of like if someone smokes in your house and you clear the the air out, but and you think it's gone, but then you walk in and you can still kind of sort of smell it.
Oh,
so
sure.
We just want to clear the remnants of that up for you, so that you know when you move into this next, when you're manifesting to go into your, working in a different way, that you're very clear with the universe what you want. Okay, so we just strengthen that for you. That you know, you write it down. I want to work this many hours a day. I want to make this this much money or more. I want, you know, be very specific. I want to be doing this type of work. I want, if you're seeing clients or whatever, that you, how many clients do you want to see in a week? Really define it for yourself so that you kind of have a map of where you want to go with it. And then we just strengthen that you start taking consistent steps of action right now at this moment to move towards that goal. And it's really crucial for people right now. We've undergone this huge shift where if you want to manifest into your future, focus on the future. Your energy goes where your thought is. And so you want to let go of the last remnants of that job. How many years did you take for yourself?
It's been 3 years.
Okay. And do you mind me asking what age you are?
Pardon me?
What age are you?
What were you
How
asking?
Old are you?
Oh, 60.
Oh, okay. Because it's coming up that your age is a weakness, and this is coming up quite a bit for a lot of people. So we just want to strengthen you that turning 60, a lot of times when people enter a new decade, what happens is they go to the end of it instead of the beginning of it, and that was what was bothering you. A lot of people, you know, retire at the age of 65, and so that will have a lot of the 60s tend to weaken people energetically just because of the collective influence. And what's really interesting is I work with a wonderful gentleman, Leroy Malouf, who just turned 82 on April 12th. And he's pretty amazing. When I met him, I went to Egypt with him, and you know, we climbed all the way to the top of the Pyramid of Giza. And we got to the top, and I said to him, Leroy, act old so we can hang out here longer. And he's going, what do you mean? And I'm like, act old. When I met Leroy, I decided that I needed to pace myself. Because many people, if you consider, you know, a lot of people will be like, oh, my work career is over around 60, 65. When you think that you, you know, if you live to be 100, you're really only like, you still got another 40 years to go. And many, many people that step into retirement actually end up, you know, many people that retire and they find it very disappointing because of the lack of planning, I guess, or of, you know, going in a direction that they want to go. So you've got it right on, you know, take the rest, get yourself together, and now move forward into how you want to be. And how you want to direct that. Be very specific with the universe, and we strengthen you on the midline that anything that comes up where you have a feeling like, well, I can't do it, or that seems kind of crazy to want to do that, we just strengthen you to go with your heart and to strengthen your intuition to that, and so that you have the insight. And also what I'm getting is any challenges around that, that those challenges, one thing that's really cool to remember is that every challenge that you face is actually a possibility and an opportunity in disguise. And so I'm getting, there's something about wanting to do something totally different from what you were doing, but there may be a lack of education. So we're just going to strengthen you that any educational experiences that you've had throughout your life that maybe you're not aware of, you know, we have many educational experiences that are not necessarily, we don't get a certificate for or a degree for, but those can be very extremely profound experiences. And I'm getting that you have a wealth of knowledge there. You have a very, very good understanding of human nature, I'm getting. And so we just strengthen that for you, that you go with your heart here. You've, you know, paid your dues. And let's just strengthen you to that, that there's no need for you to pay or suffer or struggle with this anymore, that the opportunities will flow to you with ease and effortlessness. So when you get in touch with that right now, how does that feel to you?
It feels wonderful.
Yeah, because what I'm getting, you're shifting right now. So just, you know, push the energy through. We have a lot of meridians in our body, you know, the hands, the palms of the hands, the soles of the feet, our bladder. You know, a lot of times when people are angry, they're pissed off. That's where they let it go. When crappy things happen to us, we use our bowel. So we just strengthen you to clear this energy totally and completely out of your body, any residuals that are left, and move forward 100% with your strength. And you're really, really strong to grabbing on and doing what you want right now.
Great. Well, thank you. What a gift.
Yeah, she is.
You're a gift. You are a gift. I just want to point this out to her, is that this is really important because she's been serving people in that health industry and been frustrated with the process. And every, you know, there's frustrating things that happen to us in life. Having said that, I'm getting that she has a very, very, very good understanding of human nature, and that is something that is an extremely powerful skill that would benefit you in anything you choose to do.
Fantastic.
Oh,
thank
great.
You again.
You bet.
Cool.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Oh, my gosh, this is so good. Thank you so much. Benny, I think we have someone else left. I believe we'll be able to connect with Colette.
Yep, we have time for one more. We'll take Cherie calling in from Seattle.
Hi, Cherie.
Hello.
How can we help you today?
Well, I too am at a crux with my career. I am making a decision between two opportunities, and one's safe and secure, but, you know, has a little bit more limitations on the income. And the other one is a lot more freedom and unlimited opportunity, but there's no real security there, and I guess I'm dealing with my own internal fears.
Okay. What is your name? Sorry, Cherie?
Cherie.
Okay. This is so cool because you don't have to be an energetic practitioner to notice the difference in the shift of the energy when you went from the first option to the second option. Energetically, you're stronger to the second option. And as soon as you say the word freedom, your heart expanded. And so we strengthen you to that. In actual fact, there is no guarantees in any position that we take. And sometimes what people don't recognize is the underlying factors of the, you know, when we move forward and we're not totally in alignment with what's going on with that, you know, we're doing what we feel is the right or what we think is the right thing rather than doing what we feel we want to do. I just want to ask you, what is your age? Because that's coming up for you also.
I'm 44.
Okay. And so I'm just, because I was picking up, like, there's like a, do you change jobs often?
I have recently. I had lost a job and kind of am trying to find my place. And just, you know, I want to find what's right for me, not just what's going to get me by.
Okay, so we're just going to strengthen you that, you know, with whatever choice that you make, that you're going to make it the right choice, okay? So we just strengthen you to, because there's a deep grief, and I'm getting that... coming from when you were 11 years old, and it's coming up as 11-year cycles going into. That's why I was asking you about your age, because it's coming up that there's a weakness that you're coming to you're coming to the end of an 11-year cycle. Sometimes people will have like 3-year cycles or 6-year cycles or 5-year cycles or 18-year cycles. I'm coming to the end of an 18-year cycle. When energetically, you know, we can trap. That's what's coming up for you right away. And so we strengthen you to all the choices that you've been making in the last. I'm just getting that it's been a little bit up and down for you. And there's a deep grief.
Yeah.
That that came up as soon as you brought that up, that you lost your job. And so let's just strengthen you. This is you didn't lose your job. You released your job. Let's get you strong to that. What happens is when we're not really in alignment with what we're doing, that it may seem logically sound, but then all of a sudden things just go crazy and they fall apart. What happens is that the universe is pushing us to our greatness. If way back when 9 years ago when I decided, okay, I'm going to get into energetic work, I had no idea this is what I was going to do. I had just been through this difficult period in my life, and I knew deep within myself that there had to be a better way, and I just couldn't rest. And the other part of it for me is that, and this is what a lot of human beings are coming to on this planet right now, is that we are all connected, and if there's babies on one side of the world that are starving, then we are starving. You know, and so a lot of people are really going through this right now where we have to look at ourselves in a new way. And so we just strengthen you to that, that your body and your soul and your spirit, that there's an evenness there. Let's just delete any of that. There's some spiritual experiences coming in for you. That when you hit this age, that you don't, there's just some stuff coming up. I'm not going to get into it specifically. Just want to deprogram that from you. So just, you know, feel your spine. Let's just let that go. It's a lot of fear around spiritual experiences that you've had and expectations that and limitations. A lot of them are coming in from outside of you, but then it's making you doubt yourself from the inside out. And so we want to strengthen that. If you think about your body and your soul and your spirit as like a triad, that the internal the forces within you are going to are not going to blow that triad apart, and the external forces coming from outside of you are not going to collapse it. You're going to stay centered and stable and strong in your power 100%. Whatever choice you make will be the right choice for you, and we'll strengthen that for you on your midline. And also, if you plug into your heart, and you, I would suggest to you that you write down what it is you want so that you're geared towards your future. Allow yourself, there's some karma with some ex-employees and some employers that I'm clearing here right now, like that's coming up, that those are really triggering you. So not being good enough, not feeling secure enough, not having the confidence. And so that really shook your foundation, and so we just strengthen you that you can stand on this earth 100% in your power right now. How does that feel to you right now?
It feels good. It feels really good. Everything you said just really hit a core with me.
Okay, so we just want to strengthen that for you, that you're going to go on automatic now. Okay, let's just put you on automatic, recalibrate. You wash the whole situation over with love from your heart. And then you strengthen yourself on your spine. You know when they say that, oh, that man doesn't have a spine or that person doesn't have a spine? We strengthen. When you strengthen your spine, people look at you differently, okay? So we just get you really strong to that, that you're standing in your power, that you can handle the speed that the earth is traveling at, that and it's coming up your purpose. Like there's a deep sadness that up to this point you don't feel that you have accomplished your real purpose. And I assure you that you are right now being you is your purpose, and that you're more authentic now in yourself than you've ever been before in your life is what's coming up.
Wow.
And so that's why you're asking these very uncomfortable questions that many, many people around you are not willing to ask themselves. And so congratulations for doing that.
Thank you so much. Thanks for calling in. That was amazing, Colette. Thank you. Wow, what a great show! and it went by so quickly. So, Colette, what's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
I just want everybody to realize that a lot of people are afraid of really looking at themselves clearly because they're afraid they're going to find something ugly, and that in actual fact, as human beings, we are very complicated, And we have a lot happening in our lives, and a lot of it's coming from inside of us, outside of us. For everybody just to breathe and allow themselves to understand that you are infinite potential, and that every single person on this earth has the God-given right to steer your reality in the direction that you want it to go. And it's something
Beautiful.
That's very easy to learn. And so we just strengthen that for everybody. It's not even about learning it. You already know it. It's about remembering who you are.
I love
Absolutely.
It. Colette, let's send everybody to thetruthisfunny.com and tell them when your radio show is on, and thank you so much.
Okay. The Truth is Funny shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, 11 o'clock Eastern Time. And, you can contact me at www.thetruthisfunny and also at energeticupgrade.com. And thank you
All
so
right,
much, Pat.
Thank you. Awesome. What a great show. I want to thank everybody for tuning us in, turning us on, and you know how to find us, thedrpatshow.com. We'll see you next time.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's deerdefense@gmail.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high quality homeopathic such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. you will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.